tuned up, and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford. The Arizona Hour at Rosie on the House. It's also staycation hour as well, and our staycation this month, Pine Top Lakeside, Arizona. And this morning, we thought we'd get a chance to find out a little bit more about the town and about Tony Alba, Community Services Manager for Pine Top Lakeside. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? It's a great day and great to be with you.
And after all the rain we've gotten, I'm sure it's beautiful. And it's fall, too, in Pine Top Lakeside, which means fall colors. Have they started yet?
You know, they're just starting. If you drive through certain areas of town and go up into the higher elevations, you're just starting to see the first signs of fall and the changing of the leaves. So the next 2 to 3 weeks, they really should hit their prime. But it's beautiful this weekend. We had a pretty good rainstorm just like you did earlier in the week.
That'll kickstart those colors for sure. Now, you are the Community Services Manager. What do you do for the city?
Well, my charge basically is economic development, tourism promotion, event development, event execution, community relations, a little bit of everything. Whatever the boss tells me to do, I do. But primarily it's tourism focused and economic development. We're a tourism town, so a lot of our economic development is seated in tourism.
I always wanted to ask you this question. Which came first, Pine Top or Lakeside?
They both came about the same time, but Lakeside predates it by about a year or two. Both of them have their roots back to the 1880s. Lakeside was founded by a prominent group of Mormon pioneers, LDS pioneers. I don't know if they were LDS at the time or not, but Mormon pioneers. Pine Top actually came along a few years later, founded by a saloon owner, believe it or not, who made his money by serving alcohol to some of the soldiers that were stationed at Fort Apache.
So once again, if anyone out there has a career in a bartender, you know, you might have a town named after you if you're really lucky.
There you go.
And Tony, where are you originally from and how did you end up in Pine Top Lakeside?
You know, it's interesting. I'm a native of Phoenix. I spent 55 years there, but I've been coming up to the beautiful, cool pines of Pine Top Lakeside since, I was about 20 years old. I'd come back every summer. And I just loved it up here. I fell in love with it. I love the outdoors. I love the lakes. I love the changing of the seasons. And I knew very early on that I had a dream of maybe living up here. I brought my fiance, who's now my wife, but my fiance at the time, who was from Minnesota, I brought her up here about 6 years ago, and she said, I would love to live here. This reminds me of Minnesota. It's not Arizona. This is Minnesota.
I would tell friends when I'd bring them up there, I'd say, I could blindfold you and say, okay, I'll give you three choices. Are you in Arizona, Colorado, or another state like Minnesota? And they were blown away because they, you know, Arizona desert, that's about it. But they don't realize that the White Mountains is another type of geology and a beautiful.
Exactly right. And you know, we're almost at 7,000 feet up here, and we're right on the Mogollon Rim. It's just beautiful. But so, you know, my wife, Ann, is a nurse. She decided, let's just do it. We sold our house in Phoenix. I quit my job at the Arizona Office of Tourism and found a job up here with Summit Healthcare as a nurse. I came up here and was unemployed for 2 months and spent 2 months walking the dog. And then fortunately was able to find unemployment. But I knew that if I really wanted to find a good job up here, I needed to be in the community. So I walked away from a great job at the Arizona Office of Tourism. But everything's worked out. You know, and we took a leap of faith, and everything turned out great. And I'm very, very happy up here.
And you stay busy and still have time to walk the dog.
Exactly. And now I have two dogs. So
there you go.
It's a little bit of a juggling act.
Well, for those that just moved to Arizona, we highly recommend that you take some time, get on the 260, and head to Pine Top Lakeside. You'll fall in love with the town. It's a great way to get away for the weekend, and even during the summer, a great place to cool off, too, as well.
And it's very close. It's only about a 3-hour and 15-minute drive. You know, so many people think, where is Pine Top Lakeside? How long does it take? It's about 3 hours and 15 minutes, but it's a world apart. It is so, so beautiful. We're in the largest contiguous strand of ponderosa pines in the world. We've got great hiking trails and lakes, and it's really a place where families and for generations have come to make memories. I caught I caught my first fish up here, up on the mountain. Hand that sort of experience down from generation to generation. It's a place where you really make memories.
And was that a bass or a sunfish or?
It was a trout, believe it or not, a rainbow trout.
Okay, you sold me. I'll be there in a minute. Tony Alba, Community Services Manager for Pine Top Lakeside. That's our staycation of the month. And Tony, thanks for being on this morning. We'll see if we can get a few folks up there to visit.
My pleasure. Come on up. The weather's beautiful and the leaves are changing.
And of course, there was a staycation involved at Pine Top. And the lucky gentleman that won that is Mike Gillespie. And Mike, I heard you had a pretty good time up there.
We had a blast. The cabin was great. The weather was perfect. I don't know what else you can say, but the guys over at Sanderson Ford hooked us up with an F-150, and wow, that thing was fun.
I was going to say, they hooked you up with some good wheels to get up, and that's a perfect car to get up there from Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For us, the trip was up through Salt River Canyon because that was closer to our house, and that truck did not care if it was going uphill or not.
And, of course, you mentioned the cabin. That's at the Buck Springs Resort. How was the accommodations?
Oh, that was wonderful. Little cabin just off in the woods. Little group of cabins in there. Nancy, I think, took care of us as we checked in and gave us some maps and places to go hiking. And it was wonderful. I don't know what else I can say, but we just had a great time.
And did you do hiking and or fishing?
Did a little hiking. There's some trails up by the cabin. The spring trails follows a couple of creeks up there, and just did a little hiking up there. Then we did get over to the casino for a concert. Saw Gypsy, a little Fleetwood Mac tribute band.
Very nice.
That was awesome as well.
Very nice. And did you have a nice meal to go along with it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A little Mexican food place in Pine Top. I think Los Corrales or something like that.
We had to fatten you up even more. Well, I'll blame Sibley's West for this, but but if you're going to do it,
yes.
Sibley's West is the place to do it.
Yes, they gave us a gift basket, some snacks, trail mix, all kinds of stuff and goodies just to tide us over on the way up and while we just hiked around.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you had a great time. The next vacation that you can register for right now, place where Route 66 goes right through, and that's Kingman, Arizona. And you can do that at rosieonthehouse.com under the staycation tab. And Mike, I'm glad you had a good time at Pine Top Lakeside. And thanks as always for listening to Rosie on the House.
Well, thank you. Enjoyed it tremendously.